This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced this week it is trying to figure out how to regulate prepaid debit cards, basically reloadable Visas more and more people are carrying around instead of cash. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington.
You can get a prepaid card anywhere, online, at a store, and then you load it up with cash or a paycheck and swipe away at the gas station, at the ATM, at Amazon. But we all know there's a catch. Here's Michelle Jun of Consumers Union.
A company may say that you have free access to loading your funds, but you're going to have to pay up to $5 with a reload pack.
Some 13% of us use prepaid cards, and it's growing. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau fears the cards aren't backed by protections given regular credit card holders, say limits on fees from stores or caps on losses if your card is stolen. But of course, fees to you and me are revenue for the banks. Industry analyst Bert Ely.
If fees are restricted in one area or another, then banks have to earn that fee income elsewhere.
He says prepaid cards may not be a big profit maker, but banks are starting to offer them to bring in customers and introduce them to other products. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.